But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. Another impressive victory, 30-24 on Saturday against Gardner-Webb in your home opener. What impressed you with the way your guys played?
Yeah, it was a great win for us, really. You know, it was ugly at times with some turnovers, some poor responses in the red zone defensively, some penalties, but it was a big fat W. And those are hard to get right now in college football. So proud of the way we came out and played in the second half. Our players and staff did a great job with some adjustments and execution. And it was a hard fought win for us against a good football team.
Let's start with that defense, because it was 24-20. You guys are down and then pitched the shutout in the second half. You really got after the quarterback. What was the adjustment at halftime?
Well, we had to keep the ball in front of us, and we needed to settle down. And they ran, you know, they do a lot formationally. They run a lot of unusuals, unbalanced, FIB, empty, a lot of tricks and gimmicks. And so we had to survive those tricks and gimmicks and stop the run. And we felt like we'd have a good chance of winning the game. And so in the second half, you know, we eliminated the big play that got us in the first half. Offensively, it was complementary football in the second half as well, and that always helps a defense play well. So, you know, from a field position standpoint, we were in better shape. We did turn the ball over once in the second half, but we were also able to sustain drives and protect our defense a little bit as well.
Your first question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, Rob. Coach, you just touched on the defense. How proud are you of your defense and that effort, especially in the second half?
Yeah, real proud of them, because we settled down and it was, there were some really great individual performances in there. You know, Torrence Williams had a kind of a coming out day for him. And you know, he was very productive. He hit the quarterback, disrupted some passes, was very physical up front, helped us in the run game. Marcus Hillman, he's a real slippery defender on our edge. He's like a hybrid linebacker DB. And, you know, Marcus, he was able to get after the quarterback and do a great job with some TFLs on the edge of our defense. So real proud of the group. A lot of guys flying around and playing hard.
Coach, you guys rushed for 205 yards. Jalen had a majority of those. What did you see from him in that game and just your running attack especially?
Yeah, I was pleased with the way we were able to run the football. That helps keep an explosive offense off the field as well. And I thought we did a really nice job up front on the offensive line. Those guys are really starting to get going for us right now. And Jalen also, I mean, he's got very good vision. He will get a foot in the ground and get north and south. There were some dog yards in there that he got for us too, you know, where there wasn't much. He broke some tackles. Very rarely is he hit for a loss. So he had a really good game for us. It was fun to see him, you know, get out there and have that kind of production.
Coach, kind of back on the defense, that resiliency that they showed to stop Gardner-Webb in that last drive, a lot of grit there. You know, did you see some growth from your defense in that moment, being able to stop Gardner-Webb there in that possession?
I did. And, you know, that was one thing we talked about going into this game, because – you know, the Wofford game was a game where we played really well defensively, but there weren't many momentum swings from start to finish. You know, we felt like we controlled that football game. And I didn't expect that to be the case against Gardner-Webb. We've played them before. They're explosive. They're an explosive team. They're going to have some success. And so, you know, we did our best to prepare our guys for some of those momentum swings. We did not handle them well in the second quarter, but I'm telling you, at halftime, like, I could not hold the team in the locker room. You know, after we made our adjustments, they were ready to go out and play. We were out there a couple minutes earlier than normal. They just wanted to get out there and go. And I was really proud of that effort and the execution by our team, you know, offensively and defensively there in the second half.
Next question, Tony, from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Tony, what do you take as the major accomplishments through the non-conference schedule? What were the big takeaways for you in those first three games?
the biggest, Bob, is being 2-1. And, you know, that's what you've got to do that in your non-conference schedule. You know, we all play up and play an FBS game, and we want to go into those games and give it everything we've gotten and try to get that elusive FBS win, which several of our CAA teams have done. But it's real important that you win those other two non-conference games to set yourself up to be in position to, you know, if you have a winning record in the CAA and you win your non-conference games, you got a really good chance of going to the postseason. So, you know, that's probably my biggest take coming out of it. But I would also say that I've seen growth in our team, you know, from those three games. And we've been exposed to some different offenses, played a lot of snaps on Saturday. I think that was a good conditioning game for us too. We needed that. And that helps prepare us for this conference run now here with William & Mary coming up.
It sounds like you were able to check a lot of things off the checklist, I guess, through these games, right? And you have a game against Wofford where you were in control for most of it. And this game, you kind of had to come back a little bit.
That's right.
All those experiences
are valuable. Yeah, checking those boxes, being able to handle those moments when the momentum swings the other way.
Thank you.
Tony, you touched on Jalen's big day with Matthew McKay, another great day, 279 yards through the air and three touchdowns, over 200 yards on the ground, through the air. How important is the balance that you're getting right now with your offense?
It's very important. You know, we certainly want to run the football. Everybody does. But we're also a take what you give us operation on offense. And, Drew Fulmer, our offensive staff, has done a great job with a plan that is set up with, you know, for some balance and force people to stop the run and fit the box and be effective in our play action pass and move the pocket.
The next question for you, Tony, from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Coach. William & Mary coming up here. Those games have been so close and competitive the last few years. What is it about them that you feel like it's been such a tight matchup, and how important is it to kind of set the tone for conference play with them kind of right out of the gate?
Yeah, William & Mary, like you said, Kyle, we've had some very close football games. I think they are a team that has a lot of grit. They have a lot of resiliency. They're well coached. Coach London does a great job there. They run the football. They play good defense. And so I think that's why they've been having success. And you're right, man. We've had some really close matchups with them. This is a great one for us to get CAA play started.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels to Williamsburg and look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Thank you.